What we, now let me say this. Again, faith is, let's just make mention of what faith. Faith is that heavenly substance. When believed in one's heart and spoken according to the will of God, has the power to bring into being what was spoken without any help or aid from the physical or the natural realm. I'm going to say it again. Faith is that heavenly substance. Faith is tangible. Faith is that which God has in the realm of the spirit. Are y'all hearing me today? And when you got born again, God gave you a measure of that. God gave you a measure of that faith. So you could live life the way he lives life. Are you hearing me now? Now, why would you say for me to live life the way he lived? Well, did not he give you or he gave you his life? Wasn't you dead before you got born again? If he gave you his life, don't you think he wants you to have his faith? And then he wants you to know how to acquire, receive, and increase your faith. Why did he want you to know how to increase your faith? You know why? Because faith is the currency of the kingdom. Yes. This is the way you're going to live in the kingdom of God. You can't live no other way. Now, how many of you ever lived in this world, in this natural world that you're living in, and you got by without having any money? Come on, talk to me now. Don't go to work no more. Don't look in the mailbox. Just live. Well, just go down to the grocery store and say, well, I need some groceries. Go to the appliance place and say, I need some. Go to the car dealer and say, give me a car. I need a car to ride in. How far would you get? Anybody ever try? You can't operate in this earth without currency. That's the reason why you got what we call J-O-B, job. You're up and after it every Monday to get some more M-O-N-E-Y. Wonder why. Because you know if you are going anywhere in this society, in this world, you got to have some M-O-N-E-Y. When you understand that if you're going to operate in the kingdom of God in authority and reigning over sin, death, hell, sickness, disease, disasters, torments, and whatever else that Satan brings, you do it by faith. And faith is what you've got. And the way you increase your faith, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And the word of God, the way you call the word of God to work, it got to be spoken out of your mouth. And before it become effective coming out of your mouth, it got to be in your heart. If it's just something you heard somebody else say, like a parrot, probably want a cracker, it just won't work for you. But if you fill your heart full of the word and speak it out of your mouth, you can frame your world. Hallelujah. Not just physical thing. You can get spiritual things. You can control the mental realm. You can control the natural realm. You can control the spiritual realm, because there's demons and a devil out there in the realm of the spirit. So how do you frame your world? You fill your heart. How do you fill your heart? You read the word. You do like he said. And let's see if I got enough time. I do have enough time. Listen real good, because I got to go through this quick.